Because a kingdom cry, kingdom die, kingdom like king, if all king get by kingdom for kingdom come, when I come, you know why.
I am T'Challa.
Hello.
And welcome to
That's Our Jam.
Jenny.
I'm Tracy.
And this is episode
2 of season 3.
/22.
So sorry, that might be
Tracy's fault.
It'd be weird if we started over again. So last year when Jenny was pregnant while we were doing season 2, it was we did one word an episode. How do you feel today? So now that you have the bebé, who's currently sleeping, could not join us this episode.
Yeah, maybe next
time. Tuckered out from her big day in the playpen.
Mm-hmm.
If now, one word to describe motherhood.
Today's word is brought to you by the letter E. No, I'm just kidding. Is waves.
Mm.
And it's something that Adrian says a lot, my yoga teacher on the internet.
Can you hear my chewing?
You're not chewing. I can, but I don't know if it's coming through the speakers. I think so. Adrian talks about it a lot. Like ride the wave, catch a wave. And I think that in motherhood, once you have a baby, you realize that, like, number one, you're just, like, not in charge. Like, the baby is in charge. Mm-hmm. If she's hungry, if she's tired.
She owns you.
Yeah. And I feel like you just have to ride the wave. Like, you just can't ever expect anything to go as planned or really even plan anything. So, like, I'm an obsessive planner, but ever since Evie was born, it's been a lot of, like, today I will shower,
right?
And I will, yeah, like, here are my 3 goals for the day, and like, mm-hmm. maybe I'll do them and maybe I won't, and like, I have a general idea of what I want to do, sure. but like, it never is what I want it to be, or sometimes it is. So I think it's just like, you know, you gotta live the waves, ride the wave of life, man.
Is that hard?
It is and it isn't. It's kind of freeing in some ways, but I am lucky in that I did not have to go back to a traditional job, so
right.
I'm doing freelance from home, which makes a huge difference in the sense that I can do things on my own time,
mm-hmm.
so that, like, I don't have, like, the constant fear of, like, a schedule.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's good for me overall because I was, like, a very anxious person, and now I've just kind of have to go with the flow.
Sure.
Go with the wave, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
But I could see how it would also potentially be hard.
Mm.
But I just try to remind myself that she's only going to be a baby once, and, you know, every day we get to closer to a schedule and something changes. And so, again, riding the waves of her development too. So
right.
I think, like, knowing that at some point, it's going to sound mean, but knowing at some point she's going to go to kindergarten.
Right.
Makes me realize that even though it's hard, it's, like, not
permanent.
Yeah, exactly. So.
Great.
Yeah. Motherhood, man. You last left us waiting for dumplings. And here's an update. 2 weeks later, we're still waiting.
2 weeks later, we're still waiting. Oh,
still waiting.
This is fun. Like, at any moment, it could come.
It could come.
So we should
far,
just...
this place is getting low reviews because it's taking a long time.
Yeah, true.
I mean, it is raining, so I feel like people in LA are ordering more food out.
Sure.
But that still doesn't... I mean, the website said 45 minutes. The website said 7:10.
It is...
It's 7:42.
Obviously.
Right? I mean, that's a problem.
Yeah. So, I mean, so far for Cliffhanger Cuisine, not off to a great start.
Not off to a great start. I mean, I'm going to give this place a bad review.
What's the name of this place again?
Lotus something.
Oh, right. Lotus Kitchen. Chinese
sure.
Kitchen.
Lotus Chinese Restaurant.
Close. Oh, but I just remembered again that we got boba.
We did get boba. So it might
be it might be worth it.
Might not.
Who knows? Here's a fun fact. This is just an aside. My friend and Caitlin and I have been going around the greater Los Angeles area trying out all the different boba places and keeping a master document of, you know, if they're good or not.
How many
How's
have you
the
been
density?
To?
Like
the
15.
Boba babes. I just made that up.
Boba babes.
Right? It's
kind of
nice.
Is that Instagram taken?
I'll look.
15,
that's a lot.
I think.
I feel like I've only had like 5 places
well,
in
here's,
my life.
Well, that's the thing. We're like, we shouldn't go to like, we usually go after We'd go to hip hop class, which, I mean, does that defeat the purpose? Who knows?
No, I think the that's purpose the whole is point. To have
fun. Anyway, so at any point, this could be interrupted.
I fucking hope so, because I'm very hungry.
I am very hungry.
Like, casually hungry. Yeah. To, like,
no, same.
Starving.
Same.
I even had chocolate.
And I had a bite of chocolate.
I had a lot of chocolate.
Well, anyways, you know, there's no great segue to what we're going to talk about today.
Speaking of. Nope. There's no great way to do it. Speaking of.
Nothing at
that
all.
Are annoying.
Oh, okay, great.
Right?
No, yeah. Or.
Yeah. Sure. Speaking of being starving.
Today we're going to talk. What does it remind you of, Jenny?
It reminds me of cults.
Wow. Cults.
You know, just like casual cults.
Like,
what is the line between religion and a cult?
Exactly.
You know? I mean, at what point does, like, doing whatever you're told become a cult versus just, like, casual religion?
Point.
Yes.
Is one of my favorite non-cults. Scientology. It's a cult. Which... technically filed as a nonprofit with the United States government.
Can't see my eye roll.
Because they're a church. Phone. I've always been fascinated with Scientology.
Mainly, I feel like there's like a lot, like the more we know about it is the more you don't know anything.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
The more you know about it, the more you realize that like they're so closed off that like, what do they actually believe besides the alien and the fact that they have to pay to move up?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Not a lot.
You know what's funny is I fear talking about Scientology too much because they might find me somehow.
Yeah, but I feel like they only care about people on their own. They're like similarly like to the Jewish culture where they're like kind of closed off. They don't really care about outsiders. I mean, that's a mass generalization of Jewish people, but my point is they don't like... They're not like the mafia, unless you were one and now you're not.
They are
one.
Definitely like the
they
mafia.
They are, but you were never in it, is what I'm saying. So I feel like you don't have you know what I mean?
But they also
plus
don't
they
like SPs.
They don't even want you.
They want everybody.
Yeah, but you're not white.
They want everybody.
Don't they have problems with other races? That's like a thing about Scientology.
They don't like homosexuals.
They didn't let black people in for a while either. I mean, that's everybody, though. That's everybody. Nobody loved black people.
Yeah.
You know what's another one of my favorite cults? The Catholics.
Okay.
Too soon?
Too soon.
No, it's not too soon. They're
so what you wanted to talk about was...
Not the Catholics. I want to talk about a more well-known cult than the Catholics, which would be Jonestown.
Jonestown Massacre.
So I'm reading a book about Jonestown right now. And here's the thing. Jim Jones, pre-killing everybody... Pre a lot of things in his early life as a pastor, he was actually pretty cool.
So he preached about Christianity?
Kind of. Not even really. He was kind of more about communism, which you know homegirl's behind. So he
Jenny's
was like
a communist.
I am. So he basically was like very into like equal rights and everybody having their first shake in life. He was one of the first people. He was like basically single-handedly, I mean, that's also a mass generalization, but he was what's it called?
I don't know what you're trying to say.
Guys,
use your word.
He like was one of the first people to help desegregate in Indiana.
Great.
Which is where he started before
cool.
he moved to California, etc.
You know, I always thought Jonestown was in Africa.
No, it's actually South America.
Cool.
But so basically, like, he preached. He didn't actually believe really in God or anything. He was, like, preached about equal rights for everybody and, like, how, you know, helped the poor.
He was more of an activist than a religious leader.
Totally. And then he realized that talking about God would get him more followers. And then, like most cult leaders, he became self-obsessed and then paranoid. And then he had a drug problem.
Sure.
And then everyone died. So, like... He was pretty cool in the beginning, but then he became crazy.
That's interesting.
Yeah. I just like, as I was reading the book,
I mean,
I was like, oh.
Was his point to try to get everyone to be on the bandwagon of activism with him?
Or... Yes, originally. But then like,
and then he got crazy.
Got crazy and was like, we're like, basically was like, nuclear war is a threat and we need to like protect ourselves by moving to California. And then they moved to South America because He basically like went from being like a generally okay dude to like, you know, a paranoid egomaniac who like made his followers have sex with him and like
gross.
Father his children and like give all their money to the church and like all the things that normal cult leaders do, and then made them drink the Flavor Aid, which
not was Kool-Aid.
Not Kool-Aid. And 909 people died.
That's including crazy.
300 children under the age of 17. It was the largest act of non-natural act of death before 9/11 of American citizens.
Oh my gosh, what year was this again?
I want to say 1978, but it might be 1973.
That's, I mean, at that time, obviously, it was controversial, but you know, even now it would be like crazy.
I mean, can you imagine like 900 people? Like not just like a casual two or
five. I'm trying to like, that's like 100 more people than were in my entire high school.
Right. And like, I feel like it was like kind of, I mean, I'm assuming it was a shock to everybody like in the U.S. Like if someone tomorrow was like 900 Americans found dead on
right.
a farm in South America.
Did people know that this was going on?
At the time, you mean before it happened?
Yeah. Like,
so what happened was like how it started was like some of the cult members' family wrote to him to a senator and was like, yo, senator.
Sure.
Our family's here. Can you go down there and check it out? And mm-hmm. he went. And then he actually got killed.
By the Jonestown people.
By the Jonestown people. Wow. The day before. Or maybe the same day. But he, like, was shot to death at the airport trying to leave.
Holy
and
crap.
Then Jim Jones was like, we all
see, that's like, that. I mean, Scientologists don't kill people, but.
Or do they?
That's the type of thing that they would, like. I don't think they would kill people. They would just, like, track them down and follow them.
Yeah. Hello? And ruin their lives, Harmony. Which, like, is kind of killing them in a way. You know? Yeah. I mean,
that's similar to the cult that I was going to talk about. I am going to talk about called Heaven's Gate, which happened in 1990. Well,
who has an epic geosite? Go on.
Yeah. it kind of came to a point. It ended in 1997. But the guy also, like, in the beginning sort of had good intentions, but then slowly started becoming crazy. I mean, the entire point. Per any cult. But like the point of his group, I don't know what he was calling it. I'm just gonna read this.
Leave it. We're switching to the Cash App.
We're switching to the Cash App. Ah, funny. Anyways, it's they're labeled as a U.S. UFO religious millenarian movement.
Sure.
They all in 1997 participated in a mass suicide in order to reach what they believed was an extraterrestrial spacecraft following Comet Hale-Bopp. There were 38 of them, 39 including this guy, Marshall Applewhite.
Applewhite. I mean, come on.
I don't. Do you remember this happening?
No. What year was it?
1997. I don't know why. I always, not always think of it, but like when I think of cults, like this is what I think of. In 1997, we were like 12.
No, I don't remember it at all. Where was it?
It was California? It was in a gated community in near San Diego. And basically, here's a funny thing. They all got, as a group, alien abduction insurance, which covered covered up to 50 members and would pay out $1 million per person. And the policy covered abduction, impregnation, or death by aliens.
Yo, I have an alien in my womb, right? So give me money.
So basically, so they rented this house in San Diego. It was actually in March, so it was like 22 years ago this year.
Whoa.
They all took phenobarbital, which is basically a barbiturate, which they bought from Mexico. It's lethal when it's mixed with alcohol. Tijuana. They mixed it with applesauce and vodka.
I was gonna say, and alcohol.
They wash it down with vodka.
Well, Applewhite, applesauce.
Sure. And then they also put plastic bags around their heads after ingesting the mix to induce asphyxiation.
This seems a little aggressive.
And they did it in groups because, like, after, like, the first group killed themselves, then the second group would, like, clean up after them and put, like, these purple square cloths over them. They were all wearing identical, like, black shirts and pants and brand new Nike sneakers. Like, this is so clear to me.
How is Nike still in business?
It's Nike.
Yeah, but were they Nike then? I guess they were.
Oh, they were also all given $5 bill and three quarters in their pockets. The $5 bill was to cover vacancy fines while members were out on jobs. While the quarters were to make phone calls. Like, everything about this is so crazy to me. So, yeah, it was really crazy. And I don't know why I remember that.
How many people died?
39 altogether.
People are weird, man.
And, like, some of them escaped. And there's, like, obviously documentaries about it.
This is a question I have. Like, I have a hard time believing anyone for 100%. Like, sure. Everything they say. But even if I did, isn't there a line that you go to that's, like, give me all your money or, like, have sex with me even though you're married mm-hmm. or, like, kill yourself where you're, like, this feels weird.
No, because once you're brainwashed, like, it doesn't matter.
I get brainwashed. I don't know. I need to read some books about, like, the science behind brainwashing.
Sure.
You know?
But, like, I think, you know, it comes out of a need of, like, wanting to belong. I find that with a lot of cults that I read about.
Sure.
It's like they're missing something in their life and they find it in whatever cult they associate with. And so they believe that to be true.
Do you know what this reminds me of? Do you remember that Boy Meets World episode where Sean joins a cult?
Kind of.
And then Mr. Matthews, like, storms in and is like, you're part of our family. Like, you don't need this cult.
Oh, my gosh.
It's so good. Everyone go watch that episode on how to get yourself out of a
cult.
So,
basically, I mean, yeah. But, you know, it's like, I understand why people would join it, but it's just, like you said, like, the line of killing yourselves for right. this.
Yeah, I mean, like, I mean,
I don't know. You could also say that about, like, if you have a lot of, stop me if I'm wrong, pride in your country and you sign up to join the military and that's like a sure. very regimented thing where you all believe like a certain set of values and you're willing to die for your country
but
in
like
battle.
The theoretically, the difference is that if you die in, I mean, it's hard because like, yeah, if you die in battle, you're dying for a cause. But I guess these people also think they're dying for a
yes.
cause. They just are not.
I mean, I'm not justifying any of it.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
just saying maybe
I mean,
that's
a good
harder.
Way to look at it. But don't kill yourself.
Don't kill yourself.
Also, the food's here.
Oh, ooh, guys.
So,
woo. Guys, this is so exciting. So, cults. So, the food came.
The food came. It's been eaten.
It only took
2 hours.
2 hours.
An hour. It took an hour and 40 minutes. Technically.
Still, it
Which
was only supposed to take
40
an hour.
Minutes longer than it was supposed to take.
Yeah.
So,
not so there's great. That. So what did we order? We ordered some regular like chicken dumplings, I guess.
I guess it was chicken.
Yeah.
Unidentifiable.
Steamed
dumplings.
Even though we thought we ordered pan fried.
Yeah, it was my fault.
And then pork dumplings.
Yep.
Also steamed. And then shrimp dumplings.
Yes. Also steamed.
Yes. And boba milk tea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you want to start with the boba?
Yeah. The boba was, are we going to do like 1 out of 5 or 1 out of 10? Or
sure.
Like,
one out of five.
Okay. The boba was like a solid three. Like it was not too sweet, but it was very watery.
Which might have to do with the delivery system.
True. Because the ice was melty. And the boba, like, themselves were pretty good. Like, I thought they were, like, squishy. That's not the right word, but
mm-hmm.
they were cooked properly. They were
sure.
not al dente.
Mm-hmm.
And I was cold when I drank it, so I feel like that's not fair. But, yeah, it was, like, a solid, like, a 3. Middle of the road. Not the best, not the worst I've ever had.
I'm teetering.
You've had more than me.
I have. I'm teetering between a 2 and a 2.5.
Mm-hmm.
The watered downness of it did not help. I'm going to say a 2. I like my milk tea to be more milky than watery.
Mm-hmm.
There was, I felt like it didn't even taste like milk tea to me.
Yeah.
And the boba was all right. It had like a plain flavor, which I didn't.
I will say that boba last night, I know that's not what we're talking about right now. Those
it was
were
a place
delicious.
Called Mini Monster / Snow Monster here in Los Angeles at Universal City Walk. There's another location in Koreatown.
Those were like
it was really
that
good.
That was like a solid 4.
See, that's what they use in like Koreatown.
Yeah,
like that type of
really
boba.
Good.
And that's what I'm like basing my
my mean,
boba on. So I've had better.
Yeah. Had yeah.
So,
yeah. There's okay. that. Do you want to talk about the dumplings?
I do.
Go for it.
Overall, they were good.
Yeah.
I thought the meat, the pork was really good.
Yes.
In agree. The meat or solid in four, the dumpling.
In my opinion.
Yeah. I think they would be so much better if they weren't takeout.
Yes. I think that the 2-hour delivery did not help.
Did not help.
Because they were cold.
Yeah.
And like it would have been nice if they were hot. But yeah, the pork was really good, I thought. The actual meat.
I mean, all of them were good. It was just, but the pork, I think, was like maybe my favorite.
Yeah, me too. Agree.
We'll also post a picture of this online.
Yeah.
On this post.
We have a pic.
Yeah.
Piak.
The shrimp had that like, it's not translucent wrapper, but
I know, but it's like,
it's not the
like
kind
a
that,
rice almost, but I think they're, I feel like they're both.
There's some
kind
of name for it. But I thought that was really good.
Yeah.
I like a pan fried dumpling too.
Me as well.
So,
that was my bad because.
No, it's
the
fine.
Whole misaddress thing.
It was still really good. And there was enough, like, I'm full right now.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not, but.
Oh. Okay.
I was really hungry.
Right.
And.
Yeah. It was good.
I'm breastfeeding, so I'm
so
like I'm
out of
hungry, so.
5, how would you rate this place?
I would say overall, I would give it
okay, here we go. Wait. On a scale of 1 to 5 in food overall, how would you rate it? Food only.
Only food.
Yes.
4.
Yeah, I would say
and
4.
That's like giving it like a 3, really, but I think it would have been like a 4.5 if we had eaten it.
Yeah, agreed. Okay, so service/delivery.
Ugh, 1.
Yeah.
Because I called and then they also were like, it'll be there in 10 minutes and then it wasn't.
Yeah.
It was there in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And they had my number, so they could have called me and they didn't. So.
Right. So, and then we also got fortunes that we were going to read air.
Ready?
Yeah. I usually don't eat the fortune cookie.
I'll eat it.
I was going to say maybe this. Maybe I'll have half of it. You can
have
the other
half.
Half
of it and see how you feel. I mean, there's another one in the
other. No. You can have the other half of this.
We can learn
Chinese
from the back.
Wait. Oh, man. Sorry. It just crumbled. That's the way the cookie crumbles. Okay. What does yours say?
Nature, time, and patience are the 3 great healers.
Nature, time, and patience are the 3 great healers. Well, good to know. Okay, mine says opportunities surround you if you know where to look.
Okay.
Also, not a fortune.
That's more of a fortune than this trash.
That's true.
This
trash.
This is just an
that's
advice
like,
cookie.
That's like in A Wrinkle in Time where it's like,
right.
Like Rumi, a mayor. No, he's not a mayor. Rumi no. was a girl. It was a guy.
Rumi was a guy.
Rumi Carter, as in Beyonce's?
Yes. Do you want to learn Chinese?
I sure do. What's your word?
Good evening.
Ooh, ours can go together.
Oh, great. What? On.
How do you know that it said
I don't,
it like
I
that?
Just made
it mine is dinner. So you can say good evening. You want dinner, which is wan kan, I'm guessing, or wan can.
Probably not.
That was exhilarating. Is this the segment we should continue doing? Okay. So maybe, I don't know, cliffhanger on the cliffhanger cuisine segment.
We might do it again. We might not. I'm going to now chew this very loudly.
Our it has to do with
children's books.
Children's books.
Speaking of Evie,
which you've had
which
to
we
read
always are.
A lot.
We just recently saw A Wrinkle in Time, which was a great children's book. I mean, the ones I chose are younger than that, but
mine too.
My point is, it ties to current events. I don't know. My point is, go see A Wrinkle in Time. That's not my jam.
It's not my jam.
Okay, I'm going to go first. And away we go. The Very Hungry Caterpillar.
Oh, love it.
Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible.
Love it.
Very Bad Day. Runaway Bunny.
I don't really remember it. Hate it.
Chicka Chicka Boom Boom.
Love it.
Cat in the Hat.
Sure. I also, I like don't remember what the purpose of that book was.
Which
like,
one?
Cat in the Hat.
Cat in the Hat is, I hate it.
I said that because I assume I'm supposed to love it.
The Cat in the Hat, I love, I love the book. I hate the character. He's like just causes a lot of trouble. It gives me anxiety. He like makes messes.
Is it because
like,
he's tall
things.
And has a hat?
No, I think he's just mischievous. And then the twins like are like, oh my God, our house is a mess. Who's going to clean this up? And then he does clean it all up at the end. But I just remember it giving me anxiety as a baby, which like is ridiculous because it's a book.
And you're a child.
Yeah. The Runaway Bunny is also terrible. It's about a bunny who's like, Mom, I'm going to run away. And the mom's like, if you run away, I'm going to find you. And he's like, I'm going to become a sailboat. And then she's like, well, then I will become wind and blow you where I want you to go.
Whoa.
And then he's like, I'm going to become a flower in a garden. And she's like, well, I'm going to become a gardener. And then I'll find you. And he's like, fine, then I'm going to become like a fish. And she's like, well, I'm going to be a fisherman. I'm going to fish for you.
Oh, my gosh.
And then basically the book's like, he's like, well, shucks. I guess I shouldn't run away. And then she's like, here, have a carrot.
What?
It's weird. Spoiler I don't alert. Like it.
Okay, cool.
Just for the record.
Yeah.
Peony, if you read it regularly.
Yeah.
Anyways, go on.
Oh, okay. Well, mine are, sure. Okay. In a way, we go. I Love You Forever.
Ugh, hate it.
Oh, Stone Soup.
Love it.
Jamberry.
Love it.
Amelia Bedelia series.
Ugh, love it.
Berenstain Bear series.
Ugh, love it. I love all those except for fucking I Love You Forever.
I mean, it's kind of creepy.
They're creepy.
But also it made you cry a little.
Sure, 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 sure. But I just feel like there's another one I just read that's like I read it once and was like, maybe I have to give this away. They're just too creepy, in my opinion.
Yeah, I get it.
I mean, look, I love to talk about feelings and I love my daughter and I love love, but I think that's enough.
It's enough. Guys, it's enough.
You know?
Enough is enough. Enough is enough.
Amelia Bedelia, what a great jam. That didn't give me anxiety because she was not mischievous. So even though she made a mess all the time and screwed it up, she was just like
clumsy.
Yeah. A little Lucy-esque.
Yeah, I guess she was Lucy-esque.
You know what I mean? Like she didn't mean it. Yeah. She like meant well.
Sure.
But she did always like ruin everything.
Where's Amelia Bedelia now, you know?
Yeah. Still a nanny, I think.
Okay. That's our jam.
All right.
Do you want me to go first? You want to go first?
You go first.
I'll go first. Okay. I just remembered this whilst in the middle of our conversation, but my jam is the Black Panther soundtrack.
Ugh.
Obviously, everyone is going to see Black Panther. Obviously. I mean, if you haven't seen it at this point, you should have already seen it. But if you haven't listened to the soundtrack, it is so good. Like, I don't remember liking a soundtrack this much in a very long time. Like, and I, there's some like songs that I wouldn't usually be a fan of on there, but like a 2 Chainz song, I never thought I would be listening to on repeat.
So good.
But fantastic.
I really, yes, I'm a connoisseur of soundtracks. And that's definitely one of the better ones, for sure.
Yeah. And it just, you know, makes you want to see the movie over and over again, which doesn't help, but also, like, cures the fact that you can't see it every day.
Yeah, for sure. That was a great jam. I hope you can't hear the screaming child in the background.
I hope you can.
This
is real life, guys.
She's getting her diaper changed. So my jam this week is, I'm glad you said Black Panther soundtrack, because my other jam from last week was Black Panther. That I didn't give. Anyways, that's not the point. The point is that my jam of the week. Are you ready? It's real.
Oh no.
Real Jenny.
What is it?
It's the Los Angeles City green yard waste containers. So
oh my God.
So in the city of Los Angeles, if you have a green yard waste bin at your house, you can put your non-eaten, uncooked waste from fruits and vegetables.
Oh, is that what you guys like take your compost?
Yes. So like we don't have a compost bin in our backyard, but so we can't compost everything that you would normally compost, but we do put in our like orange peels, lemon peels, apple cores, avocado peel. I mean, anything, onion
you
scraps,
name it. it's in there.
Yeah. So it just makes me feel better about like the garbage situation in my house. Mm-hmm. And I stumbled upon this information. I don't remember what I was researching, but I was researching something and like came upon this information and I didn't know. And like, I feel like if anyone would know that, it would be me. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I need to shed light on this and like tell everybody who has one to get at it.
And maybe there's some in your neck of the woods.
Yeah, if you don't live in Los Angeles, look it up. I mean, I know a lot of cities have like compost pickup, so you could even compost more. Like my friend Katie in Boston, she like they have theirs picked up because they don't have a place for it in their backyard.
Right.
And like then you could even compost more, like eggshells and coffee grounds, which is like a big waste product.
That's another episode done. And
stay tuned for next. Hey, sorry, you're really excited.
Hey,
I was going to say to tweet at us with your ideas. Yeah, I mean, you could do it. Tweet at us with your ideas for the next
cliffhanger cuisine.
Yeah, I mean, we'll probably have recorded the next one by the time we get your tweets, but not the third one. The third one. So,
in the future.
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. So if you want to read more of my well, there's some food stuff on there.
Hell yeah.
Writings, cookiesandsangria.com.
And if you want to find me on the internet, garlic my soul, use my Instagram because my blog is just like lame-o because I have a baby right now. So once I get rid of her, no, I'm just kidding.
Oh my gosh.
Just kidding.
And you can check out us together on this very podcast at
thatsourjampodcast.com. Okay, cool.
And also Twitter at thatsourjam.
No podcast.
No podcast. And reviews on iTunes if
please
you're still
us.
Listening.
It's important so we can
it's important.
Support
from the Cash App.
Oh, John, no. Love it if you're listening. You're not listening, John.
John is busy building a media conglomerate.
He does have a media. Yeah, it's true. Are you hiring? Anyways, thank you, Megan Roy, for our artwork. We love it. Megan-Roy.com.
And Steve for his fabulous theme music. I was literally just about to sing the Golden Girls theme song.
Thank you for being a friend.
Maybe that's what. Thank you, everyone. For you're supposed to keep singing.
Oh, sorry.
Maybe we'll sing it. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you, everyone, for listening. It's been a great episode yet again. And we'll hear you next time.
Sing while you're talking.
Oh, I'll do it.
Okay, ready?
Thank you for being a friend.
Thanks, guys.
Traveled
we'll
on the road and back again.
Episode 3, season 3. Try what?
My heart is true. You're repelling a confidant. Thank you for being a friend. Ba-da-da.